Paul, would you say that's the perfect start to the season for you today?
Yeah, I think it's got to be, you know, to come away from home to a tough place. You know, a lot of teams will find it very difficult here because Yeovil are a good team. And score three good goals, well, three quality goals and keep a clean sheet. You know, it's a fantastic start for us, but that's all it is.
Yeah, exactly. After the summer that's been and the false dawn that you had there, let's hope this isn't another false dawn for you today, but it's a wonderful start.
It's a great start. I've got to give a lot of credit to our supporters who travelled down here today and to the players. You know, the group that started the game, and including the subs, has probably only had 10 days together. And to put on a performance like that with the energy and the pace and the power that we showed is really pleasing. But I still feel that the more the group plays, the better they'll get.
Were you surprised how much you controlled the game today, bearing in mind that Doncaster haven't got the best record at Yeovil?
We wanted to get off to a quick start. We've been working on that all week and we've done that. And, you know, especially coming to places like this, which is difficult, it's to try and silence the fans early doors. Scored a fantastic goal and it really settled everybody down then. I thought some of the football and the chances we created with the two up front, then Theo coming on, you know, we're going to cause teams a lot of problems.
A real plus must be Rob Jones coming back and seemingly getting through with a clean bill of health through 90 minutes.
Yeah, I've just been asked there what's the most pleasing thing about today, and believe it or not, it's a clean sheet. because if you keep clean sheets in this league, as you guys know from being here before, it always gives you a chance, especially with the threat we've got going forward. You know, got to give Mark Duval and Theo Robinson big credit because they're disappointed at being left out. Mark's ball for Theo's goal was sublime and great finish from Theo as well, you know, and we've got competition for places, especially going forward.
And in the seventh minute of 7 minutes of added time, did that come as a bit of a surprise for you?
Yeah, that did, but we've won three. By the way, I thought we should have had a penalty first half as well, so I don't just say that when we get beat.
Harry Forrester, was he a little lucky to still be on the pitch first half?
No, I don't think so. I think the referee, just before that, had managed one where he didn't book their player for jumping on these studs up. I think Harry's slipped more than anything else. So, look, I'll have to see it again, which I haven't, but I don't think so. There wasn't major concerns from their players either, so probably the right decision.
You talked sort of pretty much about some of the younger players needing to step up and sort of be the men this season, and Harry today with that goal certainly proves that.
It is, and Harry will be, I've spoke to him there, he'll be much better for getting game time under his belt. You know, we're going to have to be patient and look after him a little bit, but the fitter he gets and the more matches, because I think he's only played 9 games in a year, you know, and we need to get match time in him, and we signed him. All through the summer, this summer I've been saying what a top player he is, and he showed that with the quality of his goal.
Was it just cramp at the end when he came off?
Yeah, he was just tired, I think, more than anything else, which was to be expected. You know, we had Rhys Wibara out there who's had a week's training since last April, I think. Rob Jones, not a lot of game time. Obviously Harry, Curtis Main, not had a full pre-season, Nathan Tyson. So considering that, I thought their fitness levels were fantastic.
You brought in Marco Morosi this week. Must have been good to bring him through the doors.
Yeah, it is. Marco's he's a young keeper with a lot of potential. You know, we watched him playing for Wigan's development squad last year. He's been with us for a number of times, so we can assess him. And he's got the makings of being a very good keeper.
And are you still looking at bringing in another keeper as well, Paul?
No, not at the minute. I thought Jed showed a real calmness today, considering his young age and the lack of games he's played. But we knew that because we know how highly Villa rate him, and we've had him watched, and we know what a good keeper he is. So the two keepers we've got at the minute we're happy with.
And a word on Liam Wakefield signing a new deal this week. That must be another plus for you, for another youngster showing some
promise. Yeah, it is. We've got a group of youngsters now that have come through together. They've now had a year under me. They know what I expect, they know what the club expects. And we believe we've got a lot of good young talented players here, but I think it's important to say we've got a lot of top experienced pros as well, and as much as we're coaching and training them, they're helping them out as well.
And just to reiterate the point that you made earlier, it's a 450 mile round trip down here, and you got some fabulous backing today, didn't you?
Oh, they were magnificent, and you know, all through the summer they've been great. At the end of last season, the relegation, they were fantastic, so that one was for them today.